Hi, I'm Derek Sivers, and this is Why I Let Go of My U.S. Citizenship. I forbid myself from anything too tempting or addicting. I keep no cookies in my home. To prevent myself from falling off the wagon, I strap myself to the mast. I was born in California and lived the first 40 years of my life in America, but I wanted to challenge myself to live in the rest of the world, to get to know it deeply so that many countries would feel like home. It was a nice idea, but as soon as times abroad got a little tough, I'd move back to my comfort zone. America felt like an addiction. So I decided to ban myself from returning, to burn the ships. There's a legend of a military leader with 100 men in a few ships that landed on enemy shores. But waiting on land were 1,000 enemy soldiers. So as soon as his men disembarked, the leader ordered them to burn the ships to prevent retreat. For years I thought about this story and the idea of letting go of my U.S. citizenship as a way of burning my ships and preventing my retreat. Eventually, I followed my life's motto of whatever scares you, go do it. Then showed up to the U.S. Embassy in Singapore, filled out the forms, and became an ex-citizen. If you suspect I was doing it for tax reasons, no, my taxes went up, not down, since all of my income is from the U.S. The IRS gets at least 30% of everything I earn and will for the rest of my life. I really was just forcing myself into the world, and it's worked. New Zealand, Singapore, England, and India are my legal and emotional homes now. Hopefully more to come. Since I left in 2010, I've only visited America for a few days. I don't have the right to enter. There's always a chance I might never see my family again. Because of that, I often regret it. It's usually best to keep options open. I've kept this a secret for 12 years because I didn't want to be attacked by those who might mistake my adventuring as insult. But now it seemed better to just explain.